Welcome to the Self-Publishing School Podcast. This is the podcast to listen to if you're an aspiring writer or an author who wants to be more successful. On this show, you'll learn how to write and launch a book successfully, all from the top authors and people just like you who are doing it at the highest level. I'm your host, Chandler Volt, the founder of Self-Publishing School, the author of the book called Published, and the CEO of selfpublishing.com. For free training on how to publish a book that sells 10,000 copies, go to selfpublishing.com/free training. Hey, Chandler Bolt here, and joining me today is Hayden Crabtree. Hayden's a real estate investor out of Atlanta, Georgia, that specializes in commercial real estate. He bought his first investment property at 21 years old. And kind of like me, we have similar stories. Taking a college real estate class, realized that he owned more investment property than his professor, similar to my story, learning how to run a business from professors who have never ran a business before dropping out of school. So we've got similar backgrounds. Hayden's also a self-publishing school student. We helped him write and publish his book, Skip the Flip. The secret is the 1% know on real estate investing. Today, we're going to be talking about successfully launching your book, how to use a book to grow your business. He's gotten over 500 reviews on his book in less than a year. We're going to talk about that. So much to talk about. Hayden, welcome. Great to have you here.
Hey, Chandler. Thanks for having me, man. Pleasure.
So first off, how'd you find SPS and why'd you decide to write and launch this book?
Yeah, man. I think we have a similar come up through college, and we had a mutual friend at a get together who you work with. And I was telling him about what I'd been doing. And I think this is right after I was out of college, maybe a year. And I was just saying, you know, I'm a real estate investor and I love real estate. And here's how much, you know, money that I think I've made because of my property values. And you guys should dive into it. And here's all the benefits you'll get out of it. He's just like, whoa, 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 slow down, man. Like, you're throwing so much info at me right now. I don't even know what you're talking about. Have you ever considered writing a book on this? And I was like, writing a book, like, I could never do that, man. Like, I'm a real estate guy. I'm about cash flow. I'm about, you know, owning property, making it nicer and holding it for the long term. Why in the world would I ever write a book? And so, you know, that's when he broke down to me. He said, hey, well, let me show you something real quick. And he just started to tell me about all the great things you guys do. And I was pretty much instantly sold of like, man, I thought you needed to get in real estate, but the truth is I needed to get into a book, you know?
That's so funny. And is that Hunter?
Yeah.
That you talked to? Nice. Because yeah. did you do student painters?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Yeah. Nice. Man, I always tell people that's it's like the Navy SEALs Hell Week, except instead of 1 week, it's 7 months and it's for business.
It was awful and great at the same time. You know?
Oh man, so many great lessons learned, and we'll circle back to that because I'm sure there's a lot of things that you learned from student painters that helped you better market your book.
No doubt.
So you talk to Hunter and you say, oh, I guess I need to write a book on that. Why a book? Like, what was the appeal from that conversation? Was it to grow your business? Was it something else? Like, what was it that clicked for you that said, all right, I need to actually do this?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. I think that what really had the appeal of me is that I had graduated college and I was fortunate enough to say that I had achieved financial freedom through real estate by the time I had graduated college. And so when all my friends, you know, that I knew in college went off to go get jobs, I said, you know, I'm going to do whatever I want. Right. And for me, that was to continue to work and grow my portfolio. But fast forward a little bit of time, you know, all of my friends after college, after they were working in their, you know, I have a finance degree and a real estate degree, and that's what a lot of my friends were in business. And, you know, they were working 70, 80, 90 hours a week, you know, making 50, 60, maybe 70 grand a year before taxes. And, you know, just when I catch up with them, like, man, this job sucks, right? Like, why did I do this? What are you doing now where you're not working 60, 70, 80 hours a week and you're making, you know, six figures a year doing that, working for yourself with ultimate freedom? And so I say, listen, here's the deal. Like, you guys got to get into real estate investing. And they'd always go, oh, you know, I've been wanting to learn more about that. I think I'm going to go flip a house. And I just had to go like, no, like you guys don't get it. Like flipping houses is not real estate investing. It's not the game that the wealthy play. And if you want to get out of your job, don't go flip houses. So hence the name Skip the Flip was born. And I really wrote this book because I love helping people. I think the world of real estate is huge. I think there's so much opportunity in it. And I really just want to help people. So my goal was to help other people learn the strategies that I'm doing. And I just want to help people because the truth was, is I was spending so much repetitive time on like, here's how this works. Here's the benefit of this. Here's how this works. That like, I was honestly growing sick of it, right? It's like, I've helped you like so many people now. Like I'm going to start filtering out my time by giving people my book. If you read it and you can tell me and show me that you've read it, then I'll spend more time and help you. But otherwise, here's the template of how to do it, right? So that was the appeal to me originally, is I can help people without spending, you know, hours at a time.
Yeah, that's so great. And two things I want to key in there for folks. It's so funny how similar our stories are, but it's the, you know, I was always say, it's like somebody can only smack you in the face so many times before you turn around and look. And when you turn around and look and there's a line full of people, they're asking that same question, then you should probably write a book about that, that thing. And it also, if you're a business owner or a knowledge worker and you're tired of repeating yourself and having broken record conversations, the best way to help people and to stop having to answer those questions is to write a book and then point to that book. So I think it's a really great example of that. So let's fast forward to how long did it take you to write the book, and what were you able to kind of translate? I mean, you've worked through this process. You know, you've kind of explained it. So did that help kind of get the framework, or how'd you go from, all right, I'm having these conversations, to you got the book actually written?
You know, I get asked, how long does it take to write a book, from people in the real estate world? Because everything in real estate is kind of slow moving, and then it happens really quick. And people in the real estate almost don't believe me when I tell them I wrote my book, the majority of it in a day, and finished the rough draft in a weekend. Because I had that conversation so many times that when I was sitting there and going through the process, I go, this is easy. Talk about this. So I think I took, you know, I had two energy drinks, maybe 600, 900 grams of caffeine over the course of 2 days. And I just crunched it out. And of course it took longer from there to go through the, you know, formatting and editing and graphic designing and everything. But the book itself, the content, the meat was written in, you know, really one day. Wow. Finishing up on the second day.
And how'd you do that so quickly?
Man, you know, just sitting down, you know, and making it happen, to be honest with you. I mean, I'm somebody, when I have an idea, I'm going to make it happen. And the quicker I can execute on that, then the quicker it's done, the quicker I can move on to the next thing. So, you know, for me, there wasn't really anything other than just sheer will of, you know, I want to get this done. I'm going to get it done. There was no hacks. There was no anything. Just open up, you know, Microsoft Word and start putting your thoughts on paper. I mean, there's this thing of like, hey, I need to think about what I'm going to write and how I'm going to say it and how I want people to read it. I was just like, brain dump, get it on paper, figure out what needs to be edited through the edited process. But the majority of what you want to say to people is going to come out naturally. So just get it out.
Nice. And did you go through the mind map and outline process that we teach? Did you go straight to writing? What that looked like?
No. So I went through the mind map. I got a whiteboard here, put my mind map on my whiteboard, took a picture of it, did the outline in the awesome book that you guys sent through, and then just crunched it out, man. So
cool. Nice. Yeah. And that was, I think you joined too, before we had the book outline template, generator. And that's pretty cool. Cause that, it just spits out a 25 page Google Doc that you can then fill in, and it's already got like the preset table of contents and chapter headings and title page and like all that stuff. So that's cool.
That's a huge value. You know, I want a refund.
Hey, you're working on book number two. We'll talk about that in a little bit. So, all right. You write the book, majority of the book in a day, and then finish the book in the weekend. And then how long did it take you to go from there to publishing, and what were the biggest takeaways or things that you would share that would be helpful for people as you went from, all right, I finished a rough draft and now getting closer to actually publishing the book?
Yeah, so I think I wrote the rough draft, I believe it was 2 days after Thanksgiving in 2019, I think. Yeah, because the book's been out just over a year now. And then I launched the book, I want to say April 12th of 2020. Horrible time to launch a book, you know, in the middle of a pandemic, but somehow, you know, I just, it's done really well, which we can talk about. But in terms of like having that mindset of how do I get from here to there, I'd say one thing that just really helped me is not having the idea that this has to be perfect. Like if I had tried to make my book perfect, if I tried to do anything in my life perfectly, I would be nowhere, right? Like I go back and I still get messages from people who are like, hey, there's an error on page 178. I'm like, I'll fix it later. I'm writing book number two right now. Okay. So the key is just getting out there, getting something. And I understand that my book is a certain type of book where I'm trying to teach people the fundamentals of going out in the real estate investing world, and other people's, you know, their manuscripts, whatever it may be, has a little bit different feel, but just going through and getting actions done, taking steps, like that is the biggest thing. And all of a sudden you're going to look up and go, it's time to hit that publish button. Like, is this real? And then you hit publish and it's there, you know, and it's an amazing feeling.
That's awesome. Hey, how'd you land on the title Skip the Flip? Because it's specific. It's provocative. It's compelling. Like, I think I love the title and how clear it is. How'd you land on that?
So I'm a huge Donald Miller fan. I love Donald Miller. I love his book, Story Brand. I had read that book and tried to put his principles into my other businesses, my real estate businesses that I have anywhere I could. And so I really wanted to tell people, hey, this is different than other real estate books. I'm not here to be an HGTV guy to tell you guys how to flip houses. And in fact, a lot of people think they need to go through that process in order to build the wealth that they need. I say wealth with air quotes if you're listening to this, so that you can actually play the game that the wealthy play. But that's just not the truth. There's so many strategies and techniques to start playing that right game today before you have a huge bank account that I just wanted to tell people, like, hey, skip what you think you need to do. Jump to where you want to be now. Don't worry about going through what people tell you the process is, because the truth is that you're trying to get to an end point. You're trying to go on this journey, but you don't have to go on that journey. Save yourself time, save yourself years, and just jump to where you want to be, right? Which is passive cash flow, owning properties with tax benefits, and not having to work for your money. So, you know, skip the flip again, kind of with all my conversations with my friends who were saying, hey, I want to get into real estate. I want to flip houses. And I'm just like, guys, you got to skip that step. Okay. So, you know,
nice. I love that, Hayden. Yeah. That's it. And so one thing I just want to emphasize for people is it's clear, not clever. Right. And so many people, they try to get to the point of coming up with a title, and they go into title land and they try to come up with something clever or catchy. And the best titles are born out of real conversations. Mm-hmm. And I love where you said it is. So obviously it's like, try explaining. So maybe this will help with your next book if you don't have the title yet. It's like, try explaining the topic of the book for 90 seconds, 2 minutes, record yourself explaining it to a friend, and your title's probably in there, right? Just like you lifted that title from a conversation with friends. So that's great, man. And I love the provocative it's the antithesis of the mainstream that's being taught. And so it's kind of against the grain, which I'm sure has worked well for you with promotion and all that stuff, which we'll get into now. So moving into the marketing, how has this book done so well, man? What's worked? What's sold the most copies?
So I do a lot of, I spend a lot of money on Amazon ads. I have had pretty good success, or what I think is success. I mean, I sell books profitably, but one of the biggest keys, Chandler, that I've learned in the last 6 months about selling books that I wish I had known sooner is I had kept the price of my book below $10 because I thought that it would make more people want to buy it. And as soon as I did a price increase, I'm selling more copies than ever. And it's the strangest thing, because I think people are associating my price with a higher value, and just more copies are being sold. My margins have gone up. It's a profitable, it's almost like a piece of real estate now, because it pays me, you know, four figures a month in terms of, and it's the easiest money in the world, right? So, you know, I think that's a huge key that I've learned is associate the value with your book, and people will also associate value. And I think you'll sell more copies, but you know, that's one key. I think the other key to selling a lot of books is you guys taught me this in the course. I forget the exact name of the program. Maybe you can help me, but it tells you how complicated your sentence structures are and the words you use and everything. And I wrote my book and I made sure there's not a single paragraph in my book that's over an eighth grade reading level. And I think what that's done is it's taken my book, which is filled with insider terms. I mean, the real estate industry, there's all sorts of IRRs and COCs and EMs and a bunch of crazy, you know, things that really at the core of it are very simple, but people like to make things complicated. They like to make you try and feel dumb if you don't know what they're talking about. So my goal was the key that I did. I love my mom to death, but my mom knows nothing about real estate. And I said, Mom, you proofread this. And if you don't understand something, let me know. And anything that she said, what is this? What is that? What is that? I said, all right, I'm going to break this down even a level further. And I think what that's done is allow, no matter if you have no knowledge about real estate whatsoever, you can understand how people become wealthy and how they themselves, even if they aren't wealthy, have no money, can become wealthy through real estate, you know, without having to go through, you know, Googling terms and trying to figure out what this is. And it's just, I think there's virality built in. I mean, I talk to people all the time. I was on a call yesterday with a guy who said, I love your book so much. Since I've read it myself, I bought 25 copies and handed it out to other people. And so I think there's this key that people like the content so much. They want to share it with somebody else because they think it can be so powerful for others. And I think that that's really generated a lot of interest in it. So
that's big time, the viral coefficient and turning one book into multiple book sales. That's smart. I like that. So Amazon, it sounds like Amazon ads are working well. You increase your prices. That helped sell more books. It sounds like going through with, I'm assuming it's pro writing aid and kind of editing or just figuring out the reading level and making it easier to read, easier to comprehend, easier to pass along to other people. Do you have, did you publish, did you do all three formats? Did you do print, ebook, and audio, just one or two?
I did print and ebook in the beginning, launched those both at the same time. And then I was huge on doing the audiobook myself. And so I did the audiobook and I put that out, I want to say like 5 or 6 months later. I didn't do it immediately, but if I would, I could, because that has been just like the most powerful powerful thing out there.
I
like
bet
people, and that's, love audiobooks.
Well, and I would assume that that's helped your Amazon ads be more profitable too, because that's a higher ticket size. And so that improves the efficiency of your Amazon ads, but also in kind of segue into the next piece of what I want to talk about is that I would also assume that that's where your best leads and opportunities for your business come from, is people who've listened to the audiobook and because it feels like they already know you. Have you noticed a difference between whether someone comes and says, I read your book or listened to the audiobook, or is it pretty much the same?
I don't think I've noticed a difference, but I can tell, like, the people I talk to who say they've listened to audiobook, they could be like, I could expect that's something you'd say, because in the audiobook, I threw in some flavor, right? Like, there's a lot of outside of the text flavor. I mean, I love listening to audiobooks when authors do it, because you can get a sense of their personality and when they emphasize something. And, you know, I'd be in the middle of audiobook and be like, hey, listen, this is important. You guys need to go get notes and write this down. And so I like that aspect of the audiobook. And, you know, I think people get a little more flavor in it. So
that's fun. So we touched on what sold books. You got over 500 reviews in less than a year. How'd you do it? Anything special that you've done that's worked well to get reviews?
So I wrote my book with the intention of helping people out, and for myself and my real estate business, as a tool to raise capital for my real estate deals, to find investors, people who like my message and want to partner up with me. And I realized through what you guys taught is that I need to, I need to have an email list, right? I need to convert these people into a systematic way of being able to communicate with them. And so some of the things that I've done, you know, is try to add value to people's lives through the email list. And you know, just in that process, I decided, hey, you know, listen, if people are going to be on my email list, why not just ask them, hey, did you like the book? If so, will you leave me a review? And I think that's probably been the number one thing, is just asking. Another thing that I do is I am always conscious on my social media about adding value, or my YouTube channel where I put out weekly videos on real estate. Grab my book and I'll give it away for free, right? I wrote the book to essentially help people out and build a brand. And if I can give that book away, that's value for somebody. I get them on the email list. But whenever somebody goes through the process of saying, Hayden, I liked your book, I go, I am so happy to hear that. Can I get a review out of you? And every time somebody tells me they like my book, I'm intentional. Will you leave me a review? Will you please leave me a review, right? If you like the book, I gave it to you for free. The least you can do for me is take 15 seconds and go click 5 stars and log out, right? So I just think being intentional about the value of reviews for you. And I think the value of reviews is huge. I mean, it's social proof.
That's great. That's great. I love that. And scrapping for every single review, which is the common thread of people who have a lot of reviews on their book. And then the email capture and what we call the review sweeper, where there's the follow-up email saying, hey, reply to this email, let me know what you think of the book. And then they reply, and then you say, hey, would you mind copy and pasting that into an Amazon review? Here's the link, that sort of thing. Like, that works really well. Hey, let's shift gears to, I want to talk PR, and then I want to talk business and like how this has helped grow your business. So how have you leveraged the book to get PR? I think I saw something like local news article. Maybe there's something else. Like, I think maybe I've heard of some podcast interviews you've been doing. Like, how have you leveraged that, and what's been the success there?
Yeah, I mean, I think it is huge. I've gotten on podcasts that you could really never imagine. I mean, some of the biggest niche real estate podcasts out there, you know, I've gotten on solely because of the book. I mean, I've been on podcasts, you know, that Grant Cardone, that Robert Kiyosaki, who I know we both love, like people that huge names get on that have hundreds of thousands of downloads, because I have a unique story and because I have the bestseller badge and the social proof of reviews on Amazon. You know, I'm an instant authority in the space, and people are almost, will you please be on my podcast? Will you please be on my podcast? Will you please? And so, you know, I found the power of podcasts. I mean, one, you can get a lot of sales of it that way too, but you know, the PR power, the branding power of it is absolutely insane. And to be honest with you, I don't do a good enough job of reaching out and trying to get on podcasts and leveraging that. But, you know, you get on one or two good podcasts and they can change your business like overnight. Oh, you were on XYZ podcast. Yeah. We'll have you speak here. You'll be on this. Like, it's insane, the power of the PR. And, you know, you have to realize that people don't want you on their shows, on their big shows, unless they can say Hayden Crabtree, fill in the blank with your accomplishment, right? Hayden Crabtree, real estate investor, has a lot different ring than Hayden Crabtree, best-selling author. You know, it's just a lot different ring, and people want those people on their podcast. So,
That's great.
Insane power.
Hey, Chandler Bolt here. I hope you're loving this episode so far. It's time to go from inspiration to implementation. All right, so if you've learned something, we want to help you implement what you've learned with your book. So what I want you to do right now is go to selfpublishing.com/schedule, book a publishing consultation with one of the experts on my team. We'll talk about your goals for your book, your dreams, your challenges, your next steps, and we'll start putting together a plan. All right, so go to selfpublishing.com/schedule, book a call with the team. Let's see how we can help with your book. It's time to implement.
Big time podcast, like the Self Publishing School podcast.
Dude, this is the biggest.
With Robert Kiyosaki. Oh man. Hey, how have you used the book to grow your business? I know you said one of the purposes of writing the book was to help raise capital. What have been some of the wins there?
So really twofold. I'm 25 years old right now. You know, I got my start in real estate super young, and it's been both an advantage and it's been a disadvantage, because sometimes people have looked at me and they've said, this guy's a young hustler. I see myself in him. You probably get that from older people, right? Like, oh, I see my old self in you. And so sometimes that helps you. And then whenever you try and level up and do bigger and bigger multi-million dollar deals, people go, who the hell are you? You know, 20, 24, 23 year old, you know, guy, like this is real money here, right? Like, you're competing against hedge funds, you're competing against other people like that. And so whenever you're trying to compete and you're trying to win deals, you know, the brokers, the sellers in real estate are going to look you up. Who is this guy? And when they go and they go, who's this 24, 25 year old guy calling me? And they look you up and they go, dang, this guy's number one bestseller. He's got a Google profile. Like, it just instantly boosts your credibility and your ability to win deals and have people take you seriously. And I think that's true whether you're 24, 34, 44, or 54, right? When you're competing against other people, you got to figure out what's your edge. Why are people going to listen to your offer? So it's really, really helped in that sense of being able to win deals, being able to be taken seriously. You know, I've had several people tell me like, man, I downloaded your book and I read your book and you know, you know what you're talking about, man. Like this is, I'll make sure the sellers get your offer. You know what I'm talking about? And so there's that aspect of it. And then the other aspect, you know, there's trying to win deals and there's trying to fund deals, right? So when I got started in the real estate, when I was 20, I had like $1,500 in my bank. I was a college student. I was working bartender, you know, downtown. And I didn't have a lot of money. And so I had to figure out ways, you know, and I partially talked about this and Skip the Flip. How can I build wealth with no money in the game of real estate, right? And one of those ways that I've had success is raising investor funds, people who, you know, love their job, make a lot of money, want to be in real estate, but don't have the time, don't have the expertise. So being able to communicate with those people and say, hey, I know what I'm talking about. Here's a great resource for you. If you want to go do it yourself, or by the way, if you want to invest with me, you know, here's how to get in contact with me. And when you want to be in some deals, let me know and I'll float out what it is right now. So I'm raising money for a deal right now. I've had several people in line, so to say, who want to be in on my next deal. I made a phone call. I've never met these people before in my life, never met these people in person, never been introduced to them. The book is the only thing. Several people willing to say, here's six figures, go invest it for me. You know, and that is a huge, huge advantage in this world of having people who want to give you capital rather than having to spend time to go hunt down capital and pitch people on why they should invest with you. You read my book, you got pitched on why to invest with me, right? Yeah. I don't need to pitch you. You're coming to me, right? It's the opposite game. Normally you chase money. Now money's chasing you. So that's been a huge game changer in my business in terms of, you know, my go forward strategy on growing my real estate.
It's the silent salesman, right? It's going out there and teaching the methodology and then bringing back lead sales and referrals.
Yes.
and the more you pump the top of the funnel and get more books out into the world, and whether you're giving them away, whether you're selling them, it's more lead sales and referrals coming back to the business. I love that. What would you say, like, has that been the biggest impact business-wise? Because I know you started, a coaching business, and then it's helping you raise money on the real estate side of things. Like, is that the biggest, is it just open up a ton of doors and helped you accelerate the real estate business through a lot more funding, or is it something else?
I mean, you know, again, we're sitting here at Chandler and we're like not even 18 months after book release.
Yeah.
And so I think long-term, without a doubt, it will be the biggest asset in my life of helping me raise capital. But in the short term, man, like the biggest game changer is I've met so many people, so many very wealthy, successful business people who have turned from being successful in their own business to wanting to deploy wealth into real estate and picked up my book that we're now friends, that I can now call up and go, hey, want to go skiing, or hey, want to do this, you know? And so the relationships that I've built in the short term, which, you know, in the long term, they'll be super impactful as well. But just the mentors almost that I've acquired by being their mentor in real estate and they can help me on other things, that's been unbelievable. Like, I've loved that aspect of when somebody reads my book and they reach out to me and we have insightful conversations and they want to add value to my life because I've added value to their life, you know, crazy.
That's awesome. This might be a hard number to guess, but if you had to guess, what would be the number of investable cash or whatever that the book has influenced? Like either you're like, oh, that person found me because of the book, or like this was influenced by the book, like
impact on my wealth, impact
on the business or your investing. Like what do you see that as?
I mean, lifetime value, millions, without a doubt. Without a doubt. Short-term value, you know, probably somewhere right around seven figures, but long-term value for sure. Again, you know, I'm investing in real estate and assets that I'm not trying to generate revenue. I'm trying to generate cash flow and, you know, in my later years. So, you know, it's a little bit slower turning. I can't put an exact ROI on it. It's debt. I mean, ROI positive, you know, from week one, without a doubt, but long-term, it's just so hard to say the impact, but tremendous.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, even looking at approaching seven figures in such a short timeline talk about creating an asset that, like you said, it's probably one of the best long-term assets for raising money for growing wealth. So I want to wrap up with a final couple of questions. What would you say any mistakes you made or lessons learned the hard way from the book marketing process that would be helpful for other people, or even from the going from book to growing your business, like anything you've learned that would be helpful for other people who are trying to fall in those similar shoes to use a book to grow their business?
Yeah. I mean, I think in the beginning I was, you know, I think everybody kind of suffers with this, but imposter syndrome, right? Like I wasn't willing to stick my neck out there and say, hey, let me be on your podcast, or yes, I am this best-selling author. Like I almost downplayed it because I wasn't used to it at first. But I think once you can accept that fact of I'm a published author, I've written a great book, I'm providing value to the world, and I am willing to all out promote that. I think as soon as you can get to that place, just the sooner you're going to see the compounded effects that that book can actually have, because you can write the world's best book, but if you don't sell any copies or if you don't get the book read, it's going to have no impact, right? So you have to be willing, you know, if you're not willing to stand behind it, nobody else will. So just stand behind the book, push, 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 push. And I don't think I really used it as leverage enough until recently, again, to reach out to, you know, people who I used to view as three steps ahead of me. You know, now maybe I view them as two steps or one steps ahead of me in my own business world, right? Like in terms of real estate, the people who have been in real estate for 30 years and you're like, yeah, I've been in real estate for, you know, 5-6 years now, but you know, so much further ahead, but it can really just level you up. And then I think the other aspect too is, you know, I started out with a baby mindset on Amazon ads. You know, like I was like, you know, I'll spend $10 a day or whatever. And now I'm like, spend as much as Amazon will take. Take my money, please. Take my money. Take my money. Because, you know, even if I was net negative on those, the long-term value of getting your book in one person's hand is immense, immense. Right. So, you know, if I could go back, I'd just dump all my cash into Amazon ads probably and try to do as many podcasts as possible.
Mm, nice. Those are great tips. What was the most helpful part of working with us at Self Publishing School?
Dude, everything. I mean, we would not be here, you know, without it. If I didn't have the step-by-step how to do this now, do this then, like I could have written the content because I was having that conversation, but it would never be in the package with the launch. I mean, the way you guys help launch a book and understand how to do what, when, there's so much juice. There's so much value in that. You know, it really is crazy. So I think that's a super valuable piece. The coaches, you guys, I had an amazing coach. So I think that that's super valuable, you know, and some people were all built a little bit different. Like I'm a visual learner. I like to see something done. So I love the videos, the course content with you guys. I love to see it done. I love to see the Facebook group of other people. Hey, I just launched. Here's the results, right? Like I love that aspect of it. So just all around, everything was great. Some people may have liked other stuff more than me, you know, like templates or getting things perfect or whatever. But the value for me was seeing a community and then just rolling with it.
That's awesome. Hayden, what would be your kind of parting piece of advice for Hayden from however long ago before you wrote the book, or all the other Haydens out there, whether it's someone wanting to use a book to grow their business, or someone who's about to write and publish their first book, like knowing what you know now, what would be your parting piece of advice?
Yeah. I mean, I think that my piece of advice would be to myself is without a doubt, start to establish your credibility in your brand way sooner than you think you're ready to establish it. Like, I think kind of going back to the imposter syndrome, people go, well, I don't know enough about this. Well, chances are, if you know a topic generally well, you know more about it than like 97% of the people who are interested in it. Start building your authority in that space, whether it be a YouTube channel, whether it be posting about it on your Instagram or creating a Facebook group or whatever, like start establishing your credibility. Your first step doesn't have to be a book, right? And in fact, if I'd had all the other assets that I had now, Skip to Flip would probably be double where it is now, you know, in terms of reviews and sales and everything else. So I think my first piece of advice is, you know, don't listen to that voice in the back of your head that says you're not ready for this. Just start doing something. And by the way, you know, you're going to suck at first, and that's absolutely fine, because you can't be good until you suck, you know? So go ahead and get the sucky part out of the way and work your way towards excellence, because that's where the juice is. And you're never just going to jump straight into excellence. So, you know, start it now. That'd be my advice. I mean, I would have started, you know, putting out blogs or YouTube videos or documenting my process to establish, you know, a following from month one when I was just learning real estate. And I would have said, here's what I'm learning. Here's what you should know too.
That's great. Get started. Love it. Hayden, this has been amazing, man. Where can people go to find out more about you, to buy your book, all that good stuff?
Yeah. So one place where I'm really trying to build my community is on YouTube. I'm putting out videos that go along, dive deep into how to be a real estate investor. If people want to be a real estate investor, check me out on my YouTube channel. It's just Hayden Crabtree. If you want the book, again, Good Karma, I'm giving it away for free, HaydenCrabtree.com/free book. Otherwise, you can hang out with me on Instagram. You DM me, I promise you, I'll get you a DM back. I love to help people out. Any questions you have, I mean, that's really the best place. But free PDFs, free audiobooks on me, HaydenCrabtree.com/free book.
Love it. Grab a free book, guys. Hayden, this has been amazing. Folks, if you'd like to work with us like Hayden did at Self-Publishing School, book a call with the team. Let's chat about your book, your goals for your book, your challenges, your next steps. Let's start putting together a plan. You can go to self-publishingschool.com/apply. Book a call right there. That's self-publishingschool.com/apply. Or, depending on when you're listening to this or watching this, Author Advantage Live is coming up real soon. Live virtual experience. It's in August. You can grab a ticket, authoradvantagelive.com. Who knows? Maybe you'll even see Hayden there. But that's authoradvantagelive.com. Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon. Thank you so much for watching or listening to this episode of the Self-Publishing School Podcast. I know there's so many places that you could be spending your time. There's other podcasts that you could be listening to, YouTube channels that you could be watching. So thank you so much. It means the world. Now, I want you to do three things right now if you found this episode helpful. All right, number one, I don't know if you know this, but we've got a YouTube channel. It's a companion channel to this podcast. All the video versions of the episode are on the YouTube channel. So number one, subscribe to the YouTube channel. Number two, if you're listening to this podcast wherever, whether this is Spotify, Apple Podcasts, number two, I want you to subscribe to this podcast right now so you don't miss a future episode. And then number three, this is probably the most important, leave a review on the podcast. All right, reviews are super important and help this podcast get discovered by other people. So number three, leave a review on the podcast. Thank you so much. I'll see you in the next episode. If you're on the fence about scheduling a publishing consultation call with my team, maybe you're not quite ready for that, I've got some free training that I think will be really helpful for you. All right, all you have to do is go to register to sign up. Go to selfpublishing.com/free training. When you do, you're also going to get a free digital copy of my new book, Published. And on that training, you're going to learn the next step, so how to implement with your book. So how to write, how to publish, how to launch successfully. So go to register right now at selfpublishing.com/free training. I'll see you there.